Ooh. You know, sometimes things go wrong, and sometimes it's like, oh.
Like when you were shaving earlier at the beginning of the week?
God, yeah. Geez, split it right open. I don't know what happened. But anyway, so in Canada, Tim Hortons is our Dunkin'. Okay. Yeah. We have Dunkin' here, which is pretty much taken over the globe as far as your everyday, let's go get a good coffee or a drink and a donut.
You're right. When I was in Ontario last year, Toronto. When I was in Toronto.
That's in Ontario. You were right.
Oh, what's
Ontario's the province. Toronto's the city.
Thank you.
Yep, you're good.
When I was there, I don't think I saw a Dunkin'.
Yeah, you. It's very rare up there. It's the flip-flop of what we have here. Mm. We have a couple Tim Hortons around. Now, if you get closer to Buffalo or Rochester, but you're also closer to the border, you start seeing more Tim Hortons. I guess there's one opening in Hornell. I've heard these things.
Oh.
But that being said, this was the Canadian Tim Hortons.
Oh,
they had a little bit of an...
I should say A.
Yes, not O. Well, you could. You could go, oh, Canada.
Oh, that's
Canada.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so the Tim Hortons up there accidentally sent an email, and God, this is where you just go, oh, there's got to be a meeting right now. They sent them telling thousands of customers they had won a $40,000 fishing boat.
It sounds great.
Here's a bunch of, now this is two words you never see put together, angry Canadians, demanding their boats. And
I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened.
It's frustrating that they can tell you you won something and then just say all of a sudden you didn't win it. Like, that's the frustrating part, and it just doesn't make sense how they can do that.
They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
What are they going to give them?
I need a minute.
Okay. Because I assume that there's going to be something that, oh, well, they could always just give them coffee for a year or donuts or breakfast sandwiches.
No, here's the thing. They sent thousands of customers that they won a $40,000 boat. Now, here's the thing. At some point, excuse me, you have to realize there are technical errors that happen in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it was three people that got the email about winning the boat.
Yeah.
Well, you might have to buy a boat for three people, or one person gets the boat and the other people get the coffee for a year, or whatever the case may be.
Or three people get coffee for a year. Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I am just awestruck at the fact that people think that things don't accidentally happen. When this happens to thousands of people, there's a glitch in the system.
Have I accidentally sent a text to somebody who I was talking about them, but I meant to send it to somebody else? Yes, I have.
It's a strong one. Yep.
Right. Have I replied all when I should have just replied one? Yes, I have.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a clear example of, yes, that's a great way to put it, entitlement. Now, mind you, they'll probably do something. They'll be like, well, all the people that got the email, we're going to give you a free coffee or whatever. You could probably do that without bankrupting the company, but...
I will say this, right? Yeah, there is too much human error, and maybe it's because we work with technology every single day, but we all work with emails. You know that, yes, it can easily happen, especially when you're looking at a lot of words at once. Even if you go over, don't you do this? You go over an email 1,000 times. Okay. Yep. Yep. And then you send it, and then somebody responds, hey, Scott, you had a spelling error here or something like that.
And I always say, well, Allie wasn't here to correct me.
Right.